The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. And when 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord. They say at the end of our life, we don't remember days, we remember moments. And those moments are those special gifts that are actually referred to in two of the readings today, and somewhat apropos for the first day of the year. The second reading from Galatians says, when time came to its fullness. Now those are the moments you remember. When time comes to its fullness. In fact, there were two words in the Greek language for time. One was chronos, which meant chronological time, sequential time. That's what we're celebrating today. As you probably know, this date, January 1st, is completely artificial. The sun, the moon, and the stars are moving like they do every other day. But we had to create some artificial day that became the new year. But actually, for someone living in the fullness of time, every day is a new year, a new moment, because they meet it with freshness. Now that takes work. To know how to let time come to a fullness. We see it referred to in Mary when it says she kept all these things in her heart, reflecting upon them. The other word for time in Greek was kairos, and that referred exactly to this. Not just sequential time, but when all of a sudden it all pulls together, and it makes sense, and it's real, and it's good, and you're a part of it, and it's going somewhere. I really think that's what it means to pray. When you're truly at prayer, everything comes together. Everything makes sense. You're connected to God, to yourself, to your neighbor, to the world. It's all one, and it's all good. So we have to pray and wait and actually exert some effort to allow time to come to its fullness. Frankly, if you fill it with too many things, if you have the radio or TV on all the time, I can tell you time will never come to its fullness. It won't. You'll just have another moment of stimulation, another moment, you forget it, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. The only things that last are those full moments. And what the great traditions always say is that that usually demands some degree of silence. Like this. Some degree of solitude. Some degree where you cut off all of the distraction, all of the noise. You don't remember the noise at the end of your life. You know why? Because you're not really there. You're somewhere else. So to be really here now and to experience the present moment, you have to first of all choose to be here and not somewhere else. You have to pull together your mind. Now that's called contemplation or meditation. You have to pull together your heart, and that's usually some degree of healing, because the heart holds its hurts and its memories. And unless it's a healed heart, you'll just keep reliving those hurts for 30, 40 years, and you won't grow one single bit. And you have to be here with your body. You have to stop rushing around with your body and just let it settle and say, this moment is as perfect as it can be. This moment is as perfect as it can be. I don't need to change it. I don't need to rearrange it. I don't need to blame anybody. I don't need to accuse anybody, even in my mind. It's okay. It's radically okay as it is. That is the mind of Christ. That is the peace that the world cannot give and the world cannot take from you. If you want 2016 to be different, that's the pearl of great price. That's the only thing that's going to make it any different. Otherwise, we might meet here next year on this same day, and it'll be another year of wasted time. At the end of our life, we do not remember days or months or weeks or even years. How much of 2015 do you now hold or remember? We do not remember days, we remember moments. And I want you to live each moment today and in this coming year as if it was the last moment, the only moment, the moment given by God. And when that happens, time will come to its fullness.